The state Senate of Arizona voted to open an ethics investigation into Senator Wendy Rogers for a social media posting she made after that racially motivated shooting in Buffalo, New York. But she's not going anywhere. And while that may be good for the Republican agenda in Arizona, it's bad for the Republican brand. Rogers' post on the far-right social media site Gab said, quote, "Fed boy summer has started in Buffalo," implying the murder of 10 mostly black, mostly older humans was ordered by the federal government, a false flag operation carried out to make right-wingers look bad. Rogers issued a statement yesterday saying, quote, "My comment was taken completely out of context," but didn't explain what context would have made her post appropriate. KTAR political analyst Dr. Mike O'Neill, however, doesn't think Rogers will get kicked out of the Senate.
I just can't see expulsion happening simply because that would put in jeopardy the very, very thin Republican majority.
That Republican majority being essential to the Republican agenda is probably why Governor Ducey said a while ago that Senator Rogers is better than a Democrat. As a former political consultant, I would caution Republicans that the threat Senator Rogers represents to their long-term brand is more than the threat her departure represents to their agenda. Letting Wendy Rogers stay in place plays right into the hands of the Democrats who say the Buffalo shooter was inspired by the GOP. If you look at the manifesto, though, he attacks a number of news networks, including Fox, for hiring Jews, and describes his politics as falling into the, quote, "mild, moderate, authoritarian left category." This manifesto shows the shooter isn't aligned with either major political party. But Wendy Rogers seems to have aligned herself with the shooter. And if the Republican Party and Governor Doug Ducey don't call her out and or kick her out, they're playing right into the hands of Democratic political operatives, making Senator Wendy Rogers worse for the Republicans than if she were a Democrat.